God, whatever I face today, whether it's a mountaintop or valley experience, let people see you and me. I just began to pray that prayer for years. And then one morning I woke up and I heard that little chorus in my heart. And I just began to sing that. I never thought God would take that and turn it into a song that we put on a record. It was just such a personal thing. You know, it's like a personal prayer.
I just love to watch how God can take the most simple and often the most personal thing and turn it into something he can use. When 15-year-old JJ Weeks responded to some encouragement from his mom to make the most of every day, and he started to pray that prayer, only God knew that a decade and a half later, the song Let Them See You would be one God would use to minister to countless hearts. Nearly a quarter century into this, JJ is more convinced than ever that this is what he's supposed to be doing. It's not always the easiest road, certainly not the most lucrative, but the emails and stories about the impact God has through his music are a reminder that the mission hasn't changed.
Well, JJ, welcome to the conversation this morning.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
Love having you. We're excited to talk about all things music. One thing that we often do when we have guests on, especially for the first time, is we'd love to hear how you came to know Jesus.
Absolutely, man. You know, I grew up in a really good home with parents that loved the Lord. They taught us the importance of going to church, but that it wasn't just about church. Mm-hmm. You know, it was about a relationship day in and day out with your, you know, your King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but also your friend, you know, somebody that can walk it out with you every single day. And so, man, I would say at an early age, I followed a friend of mine down to the altar, probably 6 years old, and asked the Lord into my heart. I don't think that's where it really, for me, became real. And, you know, I just followed a prayer, you know, at that point. And anyway, long story short, at 15 years old, I was at a youth camp in Georgia, which is where I live, and was at a youth camp. And man, I'll never forget, the preacher was preaching and it felt like he was talking to me, you know? And I was like, oh man, I've got to get this right. And so I walked forward that night and dedicated my life to Jesus. And man, I mean, honestly, that's where my life really took a turn. That's where it all really started for me. You know, from that day forward, I began to just chase after him with everything inside of me. And it's still a passion today. As a matter of fact, you know, like I was saying earlier, when I was a little bit late to jump on this little Zoom and I had it on my calendar, but I think my timings were messed up as far as, you know, I'm on Central Time or Eastern Time, you know, kind of thing. And I was doing my devotion. And so it's a daily walk every single day that I'm still trying to figure out, you know.
Your song, Let Them See You and Me, and we've been playing it for quite some time, still play it, still every time it comes on, I pause and listen and worship. It's definitely a prayer of my heart. So yeah, we'd love to hear where that song came from.
So you heard my story of getting, you know, really getting real with God at like 15. Man, at a young age, probably 15, 16, 17 years old. Like I said, I have great parents and parents that love the Lord and taught us to love the Lord. And I, one morning, I'll never forget my mom coming in, waking me up for school. And I hated school. It was just not my bag. And so anyway, she woke me up that particular morning and she said, son, here's what I want you to do before you take one step out of your day into, you know, one step out of your bed and into your day. I want you to give God your day. Just give him whatever comes, good, bad, just give it to him. And so I prayed a prayer from that point forward. I just prayed, God, whatever I face today, whether it's a mountaintop or valley experience, let people see you and me. And I just began to pray that prayer for years. And then one morning I woke up and I heard that little chorus in my heart and I just began to sing that. Now, I never thought God would take that and turn it into a song that, especially a song that we put on a record. It was just such a personal thing. You know, it's like a personal prayer. And because I guess in my mind, I'm like, who is going to understand, take away the lights, take away the songs, you know, except for people like artists, you know, people who do that for a living. And so I don't know, man, it was just really cool how God, we were in the studio recording a record with Scotty Wilbanks, who was the keyboard player for Third Day. And it was an independent record, something that we were financing and all that kind of stuff. And then, man, I'm telling you, it was like he said, you know, when you're doing a record, you lay all the songs you have out on a table and say, all right, here's 40, 50 songs that we have. And we pick the top 10, whatever. And so a lot of people don't realize that there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of songs that are great that are just sitting, you know, because you pick the top ones. I started singing this little chorus, and he's like, I said, that's the only thing I got left is this little chorus I sing to God every single morning. And we started singing it, man, and we just knew something was special in that moment about it. We just didn't know how God was going to use it, you know. But he did, and in a real way, and he has. He continues to.
Wow, so good. So, JJ, my understanding is, you know, you're a singer-songwriter, but you don't play an instrument. Is that correct?
I don't.
Is that normal? Is that most singer-songwriters don't play an instrument? Is that? It seems like it would be an anomaly to me, but I don't know. Talk to me.
Not at all. You know, man, it's crazy to me, and I have tried to do it, and I'll pick up the guitar some, and I've learned a few chords, and I'll pick it up in a song, you know, live, and just be like, just for the look, you know, because it's supposed to be cool. And honestly, one or the other suffers. So if I'm focused playing, I don't sing as well, and if I'm focused on singing, I don't play good at all, which I don't play good anyway, but even worse when I do that. And it's strange, and I can only put it to you this way. I tell people often that it's often, I think it's my thorn in the flesh, like, you know, in the Bible, because it's like, I think if God knew that if I could sit down and play piano, that's been a heart of mine for a long time, and sing, play the piano and sing, I felt like that would be awesome. But I feel like God maybe thinks you'll get too prideful if you can do it. I'm just going to depend on people, which is fine by me. It's fine by me. And it's been great. And it's worked. I've been doing this for 23 years. Yeah. And so God's been faithful through it.
Yeah. Your voice is your instrument, my brother.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all I got. Yes. I tell people, that's all I got.
That's good.
God is always at work among us.
Earlier this year, Activate Global, My Bridge to the Nations, was meeting with a group of local pastors in East Africa. One of the men at the training had a strong sense of calling to share the gospel around his unreached community, but he didn't have a sending church to pay him a pastor's salary, and he had a wife and child to provide for. He wrestled with the tension between knowing he needed to invest himself in business to earn a living, but feeling guilty doing so because he felt called to be a pastor. When Activate taught him that a business could establish a platform for him to share the gospel with his community, he felt God lift a heavy burden off his shoulders, unleashing him to pursue business and sharing the gospel. He said, "Now I know I can do business and ministry at the same time. I usually struggled with the enemy's accusations and felt guilty. Now I can say to the enemy and my conscience that I am like Abraham, Jesus, and Paul. You can't accuse me of being distracted by working because my Savior and my fathers were engaged in business. I'm like Jesus, my Savior, so you can't accuse me." Where there are people unreached, in a place so hard to reach, few have been reached, and very few are trying, God is on the move through Activate Global, My Bridge to the Nations, which is sending workers through kingdom businesses. God is doing something
right now. My Bridge Radio, celebrating God at work among us. Share your story and join the conversation in the Connect Now section at MyBridgeRadio.net.
So, JJ, at what point did you go, man, Jesus can use this in the life of another person?
I personally did not hit that until I was 21. But people throughout my younger life, teenage especially, noticed that. One of the guys in my church who I thought was a phenomenal singer came up to me. I sang, I think it was for youth-led worship Sunday or something like that. And I would sing at those things. And because I did have a little, you know, a voice, and people would use it. And so he walked up to me after that youth-led Sunday, and he said, "Man, I want to help you. I feel like you've got something." And so we ended up starting like a trio with me, him, and another guy, kind of like a Phillips Craig and Dean kind of thing. You know, that was how long ago this was. and we sang three-part harmony type stuff. And I would say that he was the biggest vocal influence in my life that maybe pushed me forward. Jackie Backus was his name. And just because I thought he sang so well that when he thought I sang okay, it kind of gave me a boost of confidence, you know. But at 21, man, I'll never forget it. I was at a little church. It was one of my uncles. My uncles were pastors. And so it was at a little church in Alabama. I started singing, man, and the presence of God was so strong. And I wasn't even singing like a worship song. It was, I think I was singing Trading My Sorrows, you know. I'm trading my sorrows. And I just could not stop weeping. And just nailed down to the altar that night. I asked the people, I said, if you want to join me, that's fine. And God made it super clear that night that I was supposed to sing, you know, that this was his calling on my life. That was at 21, man. And I haven't looked back, you know, 45, I believe is how old I am now. And it's either 45 or 46, you know, it all kind of runs together. But I just have not looked back, man. And it's been, I can still look back on that moment at 21 and have confidence that God had told me in that moment. So the days that I doubt now, I still look back on that sometimes and go, I know without a doubt he told me to do this and he hasn't told me to do anything else. And so.
So good. You formed the J.J. Weeks Band originally in 2001. You've been in this for quite some time now. So what keeps you doing what you're doing?
I think personally, there's probably not a singer or, you know, bandmate or somebody out there who has not felt the need to just give up and walk away. You know, after 23, 24 years, there's definitely been those moments in my life where I'm just tired, burnt. There's definitely been moments where I've wanted to walk away. And man, I'd be lying if it didn't happen sometimes. You know, I think about pastors. It's like every Monday they want to quit and give up. It can be, you know, very challenging. And so, man, I have wanted to give up a number of times. But like I said, in that last thing, I can always look back on that moment in 2000, you know, when I was 21 years old, that God told me to do this. And I can always look back on that and go, man, you know, and I've been raised my whole life. I can always look back on that moment, but also I always look back and go, has God told me to do anything else? You know, like I can't look back on my life and go, all right, he has told me this is, you're done here. It's time to do here. You know, I've never felt that. And so I guess the motivation to keep going when I don't feel like going is that I've not felt him calling me anywhere else. And my mission and my life's purpose is to fulfill what he's calling me to fulfill. And even on days it don't feel good, you know, on days it's hard. So
there's a lot of depth and richness to that and in living life that way, because if we give ourselves a back door, we're going to take it at some point. For all of us, we're in situations, life gets hard, jobs that we're in gets hard, marriages that we're in get hard, and it's so easy to quit, right?
Literally this morning, I woke up and I had a Facebook message from some lady who just said, you know, she named three of my songs and she said, I've been going through a lot the last, you know, months, and these songs have helped me walk through that.
So good.
Those things make a difference, you know, to know that you're making a difference and not just spinning wheels definitely helps as well.
Help guide the decisions about what songs you continue to hear on MyBridge Radio and how often you hear them.
It just seems like the right song comes on at the right time to lift my soul.
Every time I turn on my radio, there's always a song that comes on that hits right where I'm at.
Be a part of life-changing comments like that.
5 minutes informs every music move we make.
5 minutes, 2 times per month. Eternal impact.
Go to mybridgeradio.net to sign up.
So, JJ, one of your newest songs is called Graveyard, which is an interesting, you know, if I was looking at a list of names and, you know, which one's a Christian song? Don't know if I would choose Graveyard, but you did, and God kind of gave you that song. So tell us a little bit about that song.
But, you know, when we named this song, I immediately thought, well, ain't no Christian radio station is going to play this song. Honestly, I thought of, you know, the greatest victory that ever happened, you know, for mankind in history of mankind happened in a graveyard when Jesus, after 3 days, was like, all right, because the cross would still mean something, right? And the sacrifice of Christ would still mean something if there was no resurrection. But because of the resurrection, it means everything. And I think in my life, I've looked at situations, I've looked at dead ends, and because we all face dead ends, some of us with our kids, some of us with our marriages, some of us with our finances, some of us with our health. We all face moments that feel like it's a dead end moment, that this is it. You might as well just bury it. It's not going to change, kind of thing. And I was thinking that way in my life. But then I thought of all the times that I felt like I've been at a dead end in my life, at a graveyard moment when we just bury it and be done with it. And God show up, you know, because that's where he works. The greatest miracles is when we are done with ourselves, when we quit trying. My son is a perfect picture of that. We were trying to have a kid for 7 years and we tried everything. You know, it's the story of everybody who has been had infertility issues. And we've tried it all. We've done it all. We've spent thousands of dollars trying to make this thing happen. And when we give up, when we buried it, you know, when my wife and I was like, it's just not going to happen. We're fine. We've got a beautiful child and we love her and we're done with it. All of a sudden, you know, it's, I feel like that's where God works. The greatest things is when we give up and let him just do it. And so that's what this song's all about. You know, when you think it's at the dead end, it's just when, you know, God starts really working.
Wow. Well, I want to ask you to fill in this statement. Because he lives, for J.J. Weeks, because he lives.
It's funny you pulled this one out, right? I sing this literally every night. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. You know, for me, because he lives, I mean, those are words I would use. I can face tomorrow. Fear is gone. Those are all things. But because he lives, I can keep. I want to see others. Because he's alive, I want to see other people know the strength and the peace you can find in Christ. And so my life has always been to show others him and to lift up my voice and try to show people him. That's probably the reason. Because he lives, I'm going to keep singing. I'm going to keep doing what he's called me to do in hopes that just one more, you know, will turn. Because, you know, obviously I've had dreams and visions of being on top of the charts and major radio play and all that kind of stuff. But those are definitely some of the dead ends. I thought, God, like, I don't feel like we're as relevant as we used to be on radio and with songs. And is it time for me just to turn the towel in? And, you know, a lot of people think because we're on the radio, we're making millions of dollars and all that kind of stuff. And I've thought to myself, man, I travel a lot and I could be home with my family, going to church with my family and take a position somewhere and make what I'm making. But I still feel God has called me to do this. And so because he lives, I'm going to keep pushing in the hopes that one more would hear the message.
Yeah, so good. So good. Well, brother, thank you so much for your time today. Blessings on your day.
Thank you. You too, man.
We know your time is valuable, so we're grateful you chose to spend some of it listening to Morning Conversation, the podcast. If God used this content to bless you, we'd love to have you share it with a friend. Also, when you click subscribe or follow, not only will our next episode be delivered to your podcast app, you'll help raise awareness so others can more easily find this podcast. For more conversations like this, along with songs of hope and stories of God at work, we invite you to listen to MyBridge Radio. Hear it on the MyBridge Radio app or listen online at mybridgeradio.net.